Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode 100. Well, it is a milestone. Podcast episode 100 after 7 years. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. And podcast at sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. And after we do a little bit of reminiscing, I'll be chatting with the wonderful Vanessa Viger, Chief Marketing Officer at Envision, all about the new Ally Solos. Stay right where you are. Well, 7 years on, September 2018, I sat down to start putting a podcast together for Sight and Sound Technology. Just after I joined the company, actually, on the 1st of September, I started as the then business development manager here in Ireland. I'm still doing that job, but in August 2020, I took on the added role of head of digital content for the UK. And I suppose that really came out of COVID and all the content we were putting out during COVID, when we were trying to make sure that our customers stayed connected and things like Webinar Wednesday have remained a sort of a staple of our content since then. And, you know, over the last 7 years, we've had some amazing guests, over 100 episodes, and indeed a lot more stuff on our feed because we archive some of our most popular Webinar Wednesdays on our podcast feed as well. We have our podcast series, Desert Island Tech, which is an occasional series. We produced a separate podcast series around the time of COVID called Remote But Not Restricted, which was all about supports for people in further and higher education. But it's been a real pleasure collaborating with so many people and meeting so many people. You know, I never take for granted that we just put this stuff out and people, you know, listen to it and hopefully take something from it. We've had people at Sight Village, for example, coming up to me, even CSUN this year. People came up and said, I know your voice from the podcast. So it's amazing. There's an old adage in these things that, you know, when you put something out, maybe 2 or 3 or maybe 5% of people actually feedback, but lots of other people listen. Some people enjoy it, some people don't enjoy it, and some people enjoy some stuff, and that's absolutely fine. But we thank you for whatever part you have played or joined us for on the journey over the last 7 years. Now, as I say to you, it was 7 years ago when we started off episode number one, which we published in the middle of September of 2018. Let's just have a listen, right? I was a lot younger then, had a bit more hair. My hair was less grey. Let's have a listen to what that very first intro sounded like.
Hello there, and welcome in to the very first podcast produced by Sight and Sound Technology. We're delighted to welcome you to episode number one. My name is Stuart Lawler, and hope you're going to enjoy the show. That music has me wanting to jump around my studio here. Welcome in to the very first podcast, as I said, produced by Sight and Sound Technology. I'm Stuart Lawler. I'm the newly appointed business development manager here at Sight and Sound in our Dublin office. And more about our Dublin office in a moment, because coming up over the next 25 or so minutes, we'll be meeting our CEO, Glenn Tookey, who's announcing a few new exciting innovations at Sight and Sound. A quick reminder about Sight Village Southeast is also coming up later on. And we'll meet Laura and Alex, two ladies who've set up a podcast called Suddenly Sightless. That's all coming up on Sight and Sound Technology's first podcast.
Wow, there you go. It's kind of strange for me listening to that, I have to say. And the lovely ladies from Suddenly Sightless, Alex and Laura. Whatever happened to Suddenly Sightless? If those guys are listening, or if anyone knows anything about Alex and Laura, who had a great podcast for a while, which was actually really good, because these ladies both had low vision and they just had very honest and open conversation about challenges that people
In particular, I think with low vision, we're experiencing with sight loss. Remember one episode they were talking about, one of them was going to a football match with her sighted boyfriend and just talking about the challenges she had. But it was all really interesting. So I really appreciated those ladies joining us on the very first episode. And we also had a younger Glenn Tookie joined us to help us launch the podcast. Let's have a quick listen to what Glenn said way back in 2018.
When I joined the company, bought the company 10 years ago this month, actually, one thing that drew me to it was that it had a very focused product portfolio where it had the best and maybe the second best or occasionally the third best in every different area of the assistive technology market. And for me, that seemed absolutely right. You can stock your shop with loads and loads of things, which may give customers choice, but doesn't necessarily give them the answers to what they need. So we focus very much on getting the right technology, technology that works, is reliable, is supportable, and will live a long time because it costs a lot of money. And then we only seek to add products and services that have longevity, that have quality. So as we select each new product or product area to move into, then it has to meet those criteria. And we've worked very hard to keep it tight and focused, but the best, certainly for the 10 years that I've been around, but surely for the 10 or 15 or 20 before that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure when you think about those products and sort of, I guess, building on that product portfolio, you're also thinking about the support and service and quality of service that has to go along with them.
I think it's endemic in it. It goes with it. We will not sell something to somebody that is useless to them, that their hard-earned money doesn't give them value for. So it's not our style, it's not our company's ethic to take sometimes thousands of pounds, thousands of euros from people's pockets without giving them the ability to train to use it and then to give them the support every day of their lives with the product afterwards, and to make sure that they keep them up and running, the products, they know how to use them. And if anything is not as they expect it to be, whether it be user challenge or product failure or just, you know, wear and tear, that we can help them keep them as long as possible and know how to use them.
Well, there you go. That was back then. Glenn Tookie joining us for the very first episode. And Glenn has been, as regular listeners of this show will know, Glenn has been a huge supporter of this podcast throughout. And he's going to come back. We want to get Glenn back on very soon to sort of maybe reminisce a little bit, but also to talk about what's been going on in Sight and Sound, because there's so much stuff going on in Sight and Sound. It's always nice to have a catch up with Glenn, so I will do that very soon. Couldn't quite get him for episode 100, but hey, listen, there's enough excitement going on in episode 100. Let's get on with the show and bring in Vanessa Viger. Now, the blind low vision community has been awash in the last couple of weeks with news of a new pair of smart glasses from Envision. The Ally Solos will launch a little bit later this year. I know my colleagues on the sales team have been getting loads of queries. Everyone's excited about them. And I know there's been loads of other podcasts where the glasses have been talked about at length, and I suspect a lot of people have heard those already. So we're not going to talk about them at length, but we are going to kind of chat a bit about what's happening right now and when people might get them into their hands. And who better to help us with that than Vanessa Viger, who is Envision's Chief Marketing Officer. Vanessa, it's lovely to have you back. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you, Stuart. Thank you. It's lovely to be back. I feel like we're sitting next to each other, even though we're in different countries. It feels familiar to be talking to each other again.
Yeah. Have you had a nice summer outside of work? Have you managed to get a bit of a break?
I did. I went to Japan, and my goodness, what an accessible country that is. It was absolutely brilliant. And you know, people are polite. They wait for you to get off the train before jumping on. And you know, that's a very different environment to the Netherlands.
Very different to Dublin as well.
Queuing doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It kind of scratched my queue itch, as I think we have genetically as a British person. But anyway, it was lovely. So thank you, Stuart. How about you? Did you get some time downtown as well?
I did. We took a couple of short breaks around Ireland, and I went to Bulgaria for a couple of days, which was really interesting. I was telling some people that in Bulgaria, the complex where we were staying was lovely, but once you went outside, walking around in Bulgaria, Vanessa, was like, there was no audible traffic lights, there was no tactile pavements, people driving like maniacs. I'm sure some people will probably write in and go, that's not true, but certainly my experience. And do you know what I would have benefited with? A set of Ally Solo glasses in Bulgaria.
I knew you were coming to that. Yes, absolutely.
So maybe we should talk about that. Last time you were on, just before Sight Village at the end of June, mm-hmm. you kind of, I don't know, I kind of got the feeling you left us hanging because you were going to come back and you said there are things I kind of can't talk about. And I remember when I was editing the show thinking, I wonder what that is. And then didn't want to ask you directly when I saw you. So is that what you were hinting at in the back of your head? So was something big coming?
Exactly. I think we've been fairly transparent about the fact that we've been open to and exploring options with other hardware partners.
Yeah.
Because Ally is really a platform for our, and you know, it's on multiple devices already, and we just want to get it everywhere. And as you know, there's this explosion of smart glasses on the market, right? And some are open source, some aren't, some are a bit more open to partnerships than others. Yeah. And our CEO was in discussion and is in discussion with multiple partners, and one of them, Solos from Hong Kong, actually came through really fast for us over the summer. So the team, while the rest of us were sort of having a nice break, our product team have been busy working away on developing with the Solos hardware and enabling it that we can run Ally on that. So they're busy with that at the moment. And it's really exciting. I mean, for lots of reasons. The Envision, and I get asked questions like, what's the difference between the Ally Solos glasses and the Envision glasses? What's the difference between both of those and the Meta Ray-Bans? And we can, again, my colleague Kartik Cannon has been answering a lot of those questions, but I'm happy to kind of give a quick potted view on that from my perspective as well.
Okay.
But I can also describe the glasses.
Okay, so maybe let's just start off, because you mentioned the older glasses, but the current glasses that you have, which are the Google Glass.
Yeah, the Envision glasses.
Glasses. So they are Google Glass, which of course Google Glass had reached end of life, so you needed to find something new anyway. These are going to be a fair bit cheaper, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah. They're a very different proposition. It's just going to bring more choice to the market, to be honest. And the price point is a big differentiator. The retail price that we're looking at normally for these glasses is around 500 and so on pounds, but we've got an early bird pre-order running at the moment, so people can get them for around £381 on today's exchange rate. So that's, you know, a fairly different price point than previously, and that includes a year subscription to Ally Pro, which is worth around £200 actually.
Why is the price point, is it just better because I suppose the technology has matured, it's easier to make these things more cost effective, is it?
It's a different hardware, it's a big part, Stuart, it's absolutely, and it's a different beast. I'll give it a quick description. I've actually got the case here. And it comes in this really nice little folding case. All these things make it very nice to hold and to use. And what it is, it looks like a normal pair of glasses. I'm actually holding it in my hand because it's easy for me to describe it when I'm holding it. So I wear glasses anyway, you know, I see about 50% and I have a prescription in addition to that. So, you know, I can take these in and have them, you know, have a prescription put in or dark lenses in them. And we have a choice of different sizes. We have medium and large and different frame choices as well. If I'm looking here again, sort of we have a shiny black, a dark crystal gray, and a shiny clear brown. So I think I'm holding the shiny black, yes. And what they do is it is a very different product. It feels lighter than the Envision glasses. It feels as light as my everyday glasses. And there's a camera, one camera on the left-hand side, if I'm correct here, of the glasses. Anyway, and it's at the end of the arm, if that makes sense. So you've got the hinges, and then the arm sort of folds in, and there's a small cutout circle on both sides. I mean, it looks really stylish, and the camera just pokes through that. And then the arms go back, they're exactly the same. And then what's really nifty is that the arms double up as a battery, and we call battery arm stems, I think, or stems, and they pop on and off. So you get what we call all day charge. So they run for 10 hours, and you can charge these. You've got two things to charge. So you can charge them, you know, one by one or together, and it just gives you, you know, that little bit more flexibility.
Yeah. And Vanessa, can you charge them in the case? Can you, when you put them in the case?
It's a good question. I don't think so. No, okay. You're going to ask me all these questions because I've now got the case in front of me. No, you can't. It charges with charging cables.
Okay, so you connect the charging cable to the arm, arms. Yeah, that charges.
Yeah, and people are already asking if they can get more arms, if that makes sense. More of these arms to connect so that they can have some charge waiting to go and everything. Of course, we're going to make those available as well. And over time, I'm hoping that we can have some more styles and models to offer as well, because these arms just connect to the different frames. So Solos have a really lovely range of frames, but we're starting off with one range because we feel that they were the most popular and easiest and comfortable to wear. And, you know, we'll see how they go. But it's a very... it's a nice product. It's a really nice product.
Okay. Now, just in terms of the things they will do, you mentioned Ally already and Ally Pro, which is the subscription-based service. We talked about Ally Pro, I think, the last time.
Yeah.
And it's worth saying Ally Pro is now available on the Ally app. So there could be people who maybe want to experience that. You can sign up for that now, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So Ally has been around for, several months. I think we launched it commercially in April, or rather made it public from beta. And there's a load of people I know be listening to this who are in our beta group as well, so they can give even more detail about Ally. But yeah, the Ally basically is a free app, and there's a pro version which just gives you longer time to talk, more choices with your allies. You can have multiple allies, and there's other features that are coming down the track which will add value to your pro subscription. But I want to make it clear, you don't have to have a pro subscription to use Ally or the Ally Solos glasses. You can use the glasses on a free version of Ally. But right now, if you buy it, you get a free years of pro. So why not, right? Mm-hmm. But after that year's up, you can choose to renew, or you can go back to, you can make a decision and see how it works out for you, right?
Okay.
And the other thing is quite nice for people who've already got a pro subscription to Ally, that be carried onto the glasses. So you get a sort of extra year, if you will, which is quite nice. So that gets kind of added, credited to you if you get the glasses.
So what sort of stuff are we talking about? I suppose I'm thinking of things like, you know, what's in front of me, asking the glasses things, and of course the whole idea of this is you have hands-free operation. One of the things I struggle with, Vanessa, I may have said this to you before, is I struggle just understanding how far to hold the camera away from something. And I think I would just not have this issue with the glasses, because once my head is pointing, hopefully, in the right direction.
Exactly. And that was with the Envision glasses the same. It's got this really great scan text feature, which we're hoping to emulate on the within Ally. We're not there yet, but the read function in Ally is still great. And it'll say it's taking a picture, hold steady, and so on. But the scan text feature really is so powerful on the Envision glasses. That's actually sort of the parity we want to develop everywhere, right? But that is being developed since 2020, so when the development started on the Envision glasses. So it's had 5 years of development. So AI allows us to catch up on a lot of things. But when you're dealing with OCR and that kind of reading capability, and things like smart guidance, like guiding you to hold the documents in the right place. You know, we have that with Ally. It would tell you to hold steady and hold the document. But I can't wait for smart guidance to come on there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the features that we all love with Scantex, which is, you know, being able to do multiple pages and do all those things. And, you know, we'll get there with that. But with conversational AI, it's a different kind of user journey we need to create. And there's some, you know, on the back end, I guess, we're technically there's some magic that needs to happen as well.
So currently with the glasses, or rather when the glasses come out, will you be able to do things like, for example, read a menu and then say to Ally, you know,
absolutely,
tell me the vegetarian options or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I actually used Ally yesterday. I went out for dinner, which was lovely. And they do that really annoying thing. You know, I've got RP, so light's kind of important.
Yes.
And then it literally at 8 o'clock, it just were like the lights just dropped, you know. And I was like, guys, why did they make it so harsh? Couldn't they just do it gradually? And, you know, my husband said, well, actually, it was quite gradual. But for you, it feels really harsh.
Yes.
I was like, okay. But I was actually showing Friend Ally, and I was using it on the menu. And, you know, they, you know, it helped me choose. And I was like, you know, give me something that, you know, I made it difficult. And like, you know, just surprise me, you know, try something.
Mm.
And there was a couple of things that were new on that menu, apparently. So that was really, really nice. And such a simple but such a lovely use case. And I think, you know, doing reading is continues to be a really, really huge use case, and correctly, you know. But it's not just reading, you know, printed text and signs and things. I want it, you know, I'm going to push where I can, you know. I want it to be able to read the signs on the door when it's a glass door. And the offices where I work, I'm actually looking through a glass door and there's writing on there. Now sometimes that's quite tricky, but I think, you know, when your glasses are at the right level, it's going to make it much easier. And doing things like, you know, being able to be fast, and this is something that we will, it's a really important point, Stuart, and I entertain me with this, right? So everybody's asking for live video, right? Honestly, it's wonderful. I can't wait for it to be giving us real-time live feedback, just like with, you know, Explore on the Envision glasses, it continues telling you where things are. I want that with Ally. We all want that. But, you know, what we won't do is put something out there just for the sake of speed when we feel the hallucinations crazy and it's not safe and so on and so forth. If you have sight and the glasses that you're wearing are telling you something and it's not 100%, it's not a big deal. You can make up for it from what you see, right? But when we can't take that risk. We always say it's AI. AI makes mistakes. Humans make mistakes, right? If you've got human assistance through your phone or your glasses, they don't often get it right either. So, you know, AI is going to make those mistakes, but less so when it's not being, you know, streamed live or in real time. It's got time to process. It's got time to get the best answer back to you. And I think I will always say, we may not be as fast as real-time video, which, by the way, is still really nascent and still a lot of misunderstanding what that really is functionally. But we might not be as fast as that right now, but we're certainly going to be more trustworthy, accurate with the feedback. And I think that's important. And Ally, as we talked before, is built across multiple large language models or different AI, so it's not reliant on one AI. It will pick the right AI or the best AI in context with the question you're asking, whether that's one that's really good at describing a scene or reading text or recognizing a face or all that kind of good stuff. So that also gives us an option, right? So there's small, and Kartik picked up on a podcast, and often I hear things from him for the first time on these podcasts, which is great. But he says something that really resonated with me. You know, there's lots of these smaller, really specific and very, very good AI models being created for really specific use cases. You don't get access to that when you're sort of attached to one, like a ChatGPT or a Meta, right? You just don't have access to those really specialist types, whereas we do. So we can plug into as many as we like that we feel are going to support our community. But so I think that's really important.
Yeah, okay. Vanessa, just a couple of... So if somebody is using the Ally Solos glasses and they have already got an Ally profile, will that merge all their data, their Ally personalities?
Yeah, exactly. So think of it as a headset, right? Yeah. So what happens, was also I didn't explain. So Solos, we talked about the difference, right? So Solos glasses connect with your Ally app via Bluetooth on your phone. You need your phone to use the Ally Solos yes. glasses, okay? They connect by Bluetooth, lovely, easy connection. And then Ally will, you choose your glasses, your Solos glasses is where you want to connect with Ally. That kind of stuff, that kind of how that actual detail and that user experience they're building at the moment. But that is what will happen. And you can then choose to, talk to Ally, use Ally while you're wearing the glasses. The Solos glasses are built, they're actually a great headset. So you can also listen to music with them. You can make, phone calls, you can make WhatsApp calls from them, just like you would want to do. Those are through the Ally, through the glasses themselves, not necessarily through Ally at the moment. We are hoping to bring the companion feature in at some point.
Okay.
But at the moment, you've got standalone Ally, and then you've got what Solos brings to their glasses. And in fact, we did a really nice interview with Kenneth Fan from Solos, who's the co-founder and CTO. Even last week, cracky, on our monthly podcast. So there's actually our monthly webinar. Sorry, we've created a podcast from it and a blog. So I'll send you the link, Stuart. Feel free to share that. But it's really interesting because he gets more into the weeds with the hardware. But it connects through Bluetooth, and it's that's how it works. You basically use your Ally, where the same Ally, you log in, you use it on your smartphone, you can use it on your desktop, you can use it in your Envision glasses, and of course now you can use it on Ally Solos. Okay. And it's the same profile. It's the same if you've built up your Allies, which we know we all love doing. You've invested time and effort putting your profile in there. There's really cool stuff coming down the line around shortcuts and customized voices and everything. And all of that gets saved in your account, and that comes with you wherever you want to use it.
You mentioned, it's good that you've, because I was going to ask you about that, you can use these glasses for everything, for like listening to music, listen to your books, your voiceover, everything comes through the glasses. You mentioned making calls on WhatsApp. Will that extend to video calling? Can you use the camera of the glasses, or is that?
I would need to check that, Stuart. Okay. I don't know. Okay. I think it's got a video camera on it. Why not? But I need to double check on that. That's actually outside of Ally.
Of Ally,
that would
yes.
be that would be within the Solos environment, okay. if you will. And that's the kind of thing I need to get my hands on and start playing with as well.
Because I think one of the features people might think would be useful in a set of glasses, I know I would, if you're stuck somewhere, maybe call a trusted friend. Hey, can you tell me
Absolutely.
What am I looking at, or where am I, or I don't know anything. I know somebody told me before they used it. They used another competitor glasses, let's say, to call somebody. They were on a crowded train and a person was helping them find a seat. So that was a really good use of the
really
glasses,
nice. That is. I actually was saying this yesterday. We were thinking use cases, right? Finding the seat is always the thing. I can't wait to walk onto a train, and I commute every day, and busy train, especially now that the schools and universities have gone back. I can't wait to go on with my Solos glasses and our Ally. So just tell me where the free seat is. And at the moment, I sort of wave my cane and hopefully I'm not going to hit anybody. It'd be really nice so I could get a bit of support.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, and you can do some of that with Ally, but of course it's needs to be, in as much real time as we can. And, if it's moving if that works in good real time and fast enough on a moving train in a busy environment where everybody's got at least one connection going on, I think we've hit a new milestone there.
Okay, and I know at the rate you guys develop things. I mean, there's a new Ally out very quickly. I know I'm on the beta stream. There's actually being released every week.
Oh, you know what's going on then.
So you guys are clearly, I can only imagine when people get these glasses into their hands, this is just the beginning in some respects.
Yeah.
You know?
It is. It, the lovely thing is that, people think of Envision, lots of times if they knew us from the beginning, then they remember the Envision AI app, right? So we're a software company. And then the history is that, we won an award. We went to California, met Google. We ended up having the Google Glass. And the agreement with Google was that we would take on board the hardware and manage all the logistics and the shipping and all of that good stuff. But actually, we're a software company. So the lovely relationship we have with Solos is they do the fulfillment. We still provide all the great customer support. So, you know, our lovely team, mm-hmm. You know, you can still expect it to be, you know, the same envision, but now with a new ally. Yeah. And it allows us to really focus our efforts, resources and time around building this really great software platform and innovating on that, which is actually our core and our passion. And yesterday we had a team meet, and in fact, Kartik Cannon put it up on his LinkedIn yesterday, and I was on the train and I saw this and listened to it. It was 7 years ago that he did a tech talk, right? His first tech talk, and it was just when the Envision AI app was going out and being really coming to market big time. And you know, isn't it great? This time down the line, here we are with Ally, you know, and you know, it's time to get him on another tech talk, right? But it's wonderful. So it's a different app. It's a different environment, different technology to some extent, but the same mission.
With the same mission and with the same passion, I suppose, to make a
difference. Absolutely, we're obsessed.
I know, and I don't want to sort of tie you into timelines, Vanessa. So, you know, roughly, when do you think people might be able to get this stuff into their hands? Because I know people are very excited about this.
We're so excited. And I think we've seen other promises of smart glasses being made and not being able to commit to delivery and timelines. Yes. And that's a horrible feeling, especially if you put your pre-order in, right? So what we've said is we're trying to be conservative, certainly on the marketing side. I'm saying October. And the reason why I'm being very broad in October is that depending on who you talk to in the team, they might say at the beginning of October, you talk to the marketing team, we're going to say middle, and actually sort of, you know, everybody else like, well, let's buffer in another couple of weeks for even more testing. We're expecting to get the devices into, we have devices in our hands, don't get me wrong, but, you know, we're expecting to be able to run Ally on these glasses in a product ready fashion. In the next few weeks. In fact, all the testing that's going on, it already sounds pretty amazing. But to the point that we're ready to ship. And then we need a bit of lead time with Solos, of course, for them to, you know, get ready to ship these glasses and get them out to the orders. So we're saying that the shipping will start in October. And honestly, as soon as I know a date, we will commit to that. We will communicate that far and wide. I think at the moment, the only thing we're trying to do is get this pre-order in. I'm trying to extend it as long as I can to give people the most chance to get this great, 30% discount at the moment. And on the other hand, it's a fine line between giving the green light to start the shipping so we don't delay it for anybody. So I think that's a fair start. And, you know, it is honestly the thing that just keeps on giving. You know, every update that happens to Ally is obviously an update for Solos. And we are also, and, you know, I think Kartik mentioned this in another podcast, we are talking to partners like Aira. We are talking to other companies to see how we can bring their products into the Ally ecosystem, if you will, just like we did with the Envision glasses.
Vanessa, you mentioned this 30% discount, which is a significant figure, as there's still some discounts available. And for people who are listening, who may be kind of considering, how can they take advantage of that?
They can literally just go onto the Ally Glasses website, which is ally.me, that's ally.me, and then /glasses. And that'll take you, that'll take you straight to the glasses page where you can get all the information on the glasses themselves. There's some really great videos in there. There's all sorts of lovely stuff. And from there, you'll see and find a button for a pre-order up on the top right-hand corner. Please tell me if you find anything inaccessible with our website. We should be, everything should be beautiful. But if there's ever any glitch, let me know. Okay. But on that website, there's a button to go there, and that will take you straight into the shop where you can then choose, you know, the size and the colors and all that good stuff, and you can place your pre-order.
Okay, Vanessa, I can hear the real excitement in your voice and the passion.
Yeah, sorry, I know, but it's on a soapbox.
No, but I think it's great because it just shows how sort of invested you guys are in what you're producing, and that it just gives us, I think, lots of hope that it's going to be great. So look, we're dying to get our hands on them. Will you
absolutely? And I'll have them with me when I come to London. I'm just inviting myself.
Oh, you're going to be very busy in London. So come to our. Make sure you. Yeah, definitely.
Yes,
and people come
to
London and meet Vanessa.
And it's going to be. That's only a couple of months out, but I already know things are going to go so fast between now and then. So really, kind of holding on to my hat and. Right. In for the ride at the moment.
All right, Vanessa. Well, we'll see you in London. In the meantime, we're looking forward to getting our hands on the glasses in the coming weeks or months. But for the moment, thanks a million for sharing all the info on the on the solos with us, Ally Solo Glasses, and people can go to the website ally.me and find out more about it. Vanessa, take care, and thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks, cheers.
Thanks a million to Vanessa Weiger. I always love Vanessa's enthusiasm and Vanessa's energy, and she's one of the nicest, and I say this most sincerely, one of the nicest people you could meet, one of the nicest people to spend time with. Vanessa is just a truly, one of life's truly lovely people. Thanks, Vanessa. More on the Ally Solos coming up in the very near future. That's just about all for this episode. Thanks again for the last 7 years. Hope we get another 7 from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight & Sound Technology. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.